This would be the request for the MoDOT funds, the first one.
It was allocated?
Yep.
You guys have any questions or discussion?
Do you know?
Move to approve the Missouri Highways and Transportation General Revenues Funds by and between Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission and Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. The next part we have is the intercooperative agreement, file number 26-043, Road and Bridge, Section B.
Move to approve the sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
You already referenced the.
Yes, sir.
Move to approve the intergovernmental cooperative agreement by and between the Branson Creek Community Improvement District and Taney County.
Second.
That motion is second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have field dirt agreement. Cecil Stevenson and Tracy Stevenson, husband and wife, for unlimited field dirt. Unlimited loads. It's be off of State Highway JJ there in Kirbyville, assuming close to our Gobbler's Knob.
Are we still doing
it? We've got a little left to do up here, so should hopefully finish up this week.
Move to approve the field dirt agreement with Cecil Stevenson and Tracy Stevenson, Taney County.
Second. Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you.
I'm writing another pen.
I appreciate it.
I've got a good one right here you can use.
Hey, appreciate that. Oh, yeah, you can have it back. It's not a blue pen.
That's Davey's favorite pen right there.
He's not here to defend himself. So next we have the addendum to the operating agreement for the Karish Group. It's going to be from May 13th, 2026 through May 12th, 2027 to continue their services that they are doing with transportation and aid. This will be paid for through the opioid restricted funds. They've done a substantial amount of work in the community and continue to do good things. I don't know what else to say about them. I mean, I think they've done great with the amount, and they've been very frugal with how they bill and ask for reimbursement.
Is it supposed to be for a year?
It is.
Do we need to correct the date from May 13th through March 12th? Does it say May 12th?
It should say March, I believe.
Okay.
No.
The initial
one started in May. Started in May. That's right. So it should be May 13th through May 12th. Because it got initialized in May of 25.
Okay. So we need to correct in the contract, change that to May?
Correct.
12th?
Yes.
So we make those corrections. Are you guys good with that?
Yes, sir.
Move to approve the addendum to the distribution agreement for opioid settlement funds by and between Taney County and Karish Group with corrections.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Next, we have our University of Missouri Extension update. With us this morning, we have Mr. Jake Heffley. Mr. Kyle Whitaker, how are you, gentlemen?
Good. How are you?
How are you?
Good.
Go ahead, Jake. I think my only update on events as of this year in Taney County, we had the Taney County Livestock and Forage Conference. It was February 19th. I think we had just under 50 this year, so a little down. I think we ran into some ball games.
Mm-hmm.
Bound to happen. But it was good. We had Chess Kleeman with USDA. He talked about black vultures. So he does a lot of work for USDA. APHIS in this area, put a lot of research on them. So we talked to producers about black vultures and answered a lot of questions. Still a big topic in the area. A lot of producers still really curious about that topic. Tim Snockenberg talked about renovating pastures. We're still dealing with, rebuilding pastures, still dealing with issues from the drought, trying to get those forage stands back up, so he touched on that. Elizabeth Picking talked about developing replacement heifers. So, as we try to build our herd back, some tips on that. And I gave a cattle market update talking about how we've gobbled a rat, touched on some news headlines that caused some shakeups in the market. Some producers got concerned about, so we just talked about what the actual implications are from the producer perspective, and then looked up, into 2026, what does it look like we're going ahead towards then. Another announcement, we're going to have some change up in the office. So I've accepted a position outside of Extension starting in June. So Kyle will be able to keep you guys updated on what's going to happen. I just want to say I appreciate your guys' support. I think Extension is starting to get some real traction in the county. So hopefully it's not a big hiccup and can kind of just keep rolling from there.
Well, thank you for your service and what you did while you were here, Jake. You did a great job.
Thank you.
Boo to that. but it's just the nature of it. I mean, quite honestly, I've said this before, Extension's going to struggle probably to keep young talent like him because the pay is better elsewhere. And did you tell him where you're going?
So we're moving to Arkansas, accepted a position at Tyson, Springdale headquarters.
Nice.
What's the title? Commodity analyst.
Okay. Yeah, so working with their commodity trading.
Anyway, the good news is his position is what campus refers to as a priority position. So as soon as it's vacated, they will open it. So if you know anybody with a master's education that's interested in that. Other regional updates in terms of positions. We do have a position for a 4-H youth specialist open in Douglas County and one in Dade County. So those are moving forward with the hiring process. I will say, I had a discussion at our council meeting with the council, and if we'd have known this news a little bit earlier, I would have probably put in for the 4-H specialist to be in Taney County, but the hiring process has already started. Doesn't mean it couldn't happen. I just want you to know I've had that discussion with the regional director. The council, I think the Extension Council really doesn't care whether it's an ag business person or a 4-H person. And so we're going to see what happens here. If they don't get an applicant that wants to live in Douglas County, then there's a potential that it could move to Taney County and we could swap those two positions, that they put the ag business specialist in Douglas County and the 4-H specialist here, which I'm personally in favor of, but that's above my pay grade and I don't get to make those decisions. But anyway, at least it is a priority position, what they call priority position. So, which is really nice because a year and a half ago that wouldn't have been the case. If there would have been an opening somewhere in the region, they would have compared that to the state and like, okay, where's the need at the most? Where do we have money to do that? And so that's good. Other things regionally, you guys should have got in your email a regional newsletter that our regional secretary puts out, just so you can check it out. It's really, really short. It's .digital. That has some updates regionally in there. Vita Tax is winding down. They're on target to have more help more clients this year than they did last year. It's getting to the end, of course. April 15th will be the officially the last day. But and of course they do taxes here in Forsyth on Wednesdays. 4-H update, we have three clubs. We have the Trailblazers that meet the second Saturday of every month, and they meet at Ozark Shooters. Their main project is shooting sports. And then we've restarted the Forsyth Fire Rescue 4-H here. One of your firefighters up here is the club leader for that. It's not got very many members yet, but they focus on outdoor skills and first aid is kind of what they're doing. And then you've heard about our Junior Master Gardeners. It's going to be a 4-H club. There's about 25 kids in that, and they actually meet twice a month. They meet the first and third Monday of the month at Grove Church in Branson. And then we've got a couple of our Master Gardeners and our Horticulture Specialist that serves Taney County, Kelly McGowan. You met her. I was out there last week. There's a Christian school at Taneyville. I'm sure it's a cool place. It's the coolest school building I've ever seen. But anyway, they have a high tunnel greenhouse out there, and they're wanting to figure out how to use that so it can be an experience for the kids. So Kelly McGowan and a couple of the master gardeners that have volunteered to help with that are going to go out there and help them get them started. They're almost a little late this year to really do a plant sale or anything, but make a plan for the upcoming year. But excited about that potentially being a place for 4-H curriculum and a potential traditional 4-H club. We've had a young lady named Madison McCord, who's actually a youth program associate in Stone County. She's been coming over and doing some programming, you know, youth development-wise. She's took a position in Christian County, so it's not full-time, so we're hoping we can still get her when we need somebody. Some other regional things, so this is a quarter update. I'll make it as quick as possible. But Jake and I are both involved in the Spring 4-H Committee. That's a big event the Extension does in February at Springfield. About 400 people of that, and this is like the 20th something, one of those that we had. We had our annual meeting, Extension annual meeting, March the 3rd, and she was there and sworn in some new members. I'm really excited about our council. Richard Cook is a producer here and serves on the Soil and Water Board. We appointed him, and then he was on the ballot in January. And then Dr. Brian Wilson, who's a retired superintendent from Hollister and a teacher educator at College of the Ozarks. Grant Boyer, who's assistant superintendent at Forsyth. And then Jake Cartwright, who manages the agronomy portion at College of the Ozarks. Those are our new council members. And so they just participated in their first council meeting last Tuesday. And I think they're going to be a really, really good group. Other things that are regionally, in March, the Southwest Center hosts a FFA workshop for contest. And so I was there. I do their entomology portion of that. We had about 150 kids from different schools come through, and I set out 114 insects for them to try to figure out. As you know, Jake and I are part of a value-added meats team. We did a lamb carcass fabrication at Table Rock Career Center in the middle of March, I think it was March 12th. Mm-hmm. Really great experience. I mean, they brought their afternoon kids, which I think Forsyth sent school, is mm-hmm. a sending school to that mm-hmm. to that career in tech ed. But it was a lot of fun. We cut all the retail cuts, and then they cooked it, and the kids had on their little chef things, and I told that lady, I said, this is the best cleanup crew I've ever seen. I mean, them kids knew how to do it. And then Forsyth School qualified for state meets. Our value-added meets team did the meets contest at Missouri State University on March the 31st, which is 40 retail cuts, beef, pork, and lamb off a list of 132, and four judging classes, all that stuff. And then I did the poultry contest. The rest of the team didn't do that, but they don't like chickens as much, I guess. And then we nominated the Ron Yarger, I hope I said that right, as our State Farm family. So they'll be recognized first Monday of the State Fair as Taney County's representative for that. I was at the Boys and Girls Club last Thursday. There was a lady come in the office when I was down here, Debbie something. She works over there. So I did a good bug, bad bug thing with, I don't know how old they were, little kids, but really, really enjoyed it. And met Ramona, is retiring. She's been great over there. But anyway, I met the couple of young ladies that are kind of filling in for her. I'm doing a new council onboarding for all the six counties I serve, which is Webster Green, Christian, Stoneberry, and Taney. That's next Monday night. We're having that at Christian County. It's an in-person. We've tried doing those online. I just don't think it's very good. I may not get a lot of the new members to come, but they're starting to sign up. But this is just, instead of doing this regionally, we've kind of broke that up because I know these council members. We have somebody from campus come down and do it. They're like, who are you? But it's just so that new council members know what their roles and responsibilities are and have the most impact as a council member. And then another regional event, the Hay School, we hold one of these regionally. That's April 22nd at Mount Vernon. This will be the second year in a row, but I'll be going to the Buchanan.